Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
So that was nice. You got a well-meaning man with a terrific memory. And that's I guess that's a Joe Biden reference.
They were, correct. They were not talking about you, Mike.
Exactly. No. Good, terrific memory. No, I have a very short memory because I'm an elected official. So you have to have a very short memory. Sheriff Lewis is hanging out with us. You have to have a short memory if you're elected these days, don't you, Sheriff?
Absolutely.
Man, because you will remember what people called you at that last meeting.
Some thick skin.
it kind of works that way. This is a great time to be elected because you find out exactly what people think about you. You know that whole time where they used to have decorum and we wouldn't say that in a public meeting? Yeah, it doesn't happen anymore.
Wow.
No, now people just show up and throw the big rocks at you straight at your face.
Wow.
Nobody talks behind your back anymore. They do it straight out in the public meeting. They're like, hey, you work for me. I'm like, yeah, well,
is it refreshing? Or, I mean, big rocks can't be that great, but...
You know, I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
But no, it's not refreshing.
All right.
No.
Okay.
No. Is it refreshing, Sheriff?
No.
I miss the old days where they talk behind your back. It made our meeting so much shorter.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Sheriff Lewis drove all the way downtown, so Sue was nice enough to invite the sheriff to hang around. And ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Sue's News.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
All right. Who's going to talk about it? I know Ethan and Fred watched the World Series. Did you, Mike?
You know, is baseball still going on?
Okay, that's what I thought. Sheriff Lewis?
I did not.
See? All right, you two are into it. See? I knew it would be a split room.
You had New York and L.A. In other words, who cares?
Whoa.
Can they both lose would be the question that I have.
Now, I don't disagree with that part.
Yes, okay.
I don't disagree with that part, but Fred and I had a good conversation on Friday with Ryan Recker, who was guest hosting because Mark was gone.
And I was out of town.
And it was pretty productive, I thought. Fred and I kind of leaned on the side of, these are the two, outside of the Cardinals, you could mix in there, are two of the most historic franchises, not just in baseball, but in sports. They are the two best teams in baseball by far. There's plenty of star power. We're like, this is going to be a great World Series.
It lived up to it. Game one was amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
that was a walk-off grand slam, right?
Right. And yeah. I'm favoring the Yankees because I have a son that lives in Brooklyn.
Okay.
So I like to see that happen. But it was such a good game. Even though the Dodgers won, it was just, amazing to see something that hadn't happened in like 36 years.
First time in World Series history.
Yeah, yeah. Since the walk-off home run by, who was it, the Dodgers?
Yeah, I don't care.
Kirk Gibson.
I do think it's ironic that Fred said, I'm pulling for the Yankees because I have a son that lives in Brooklyn, and it's the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Well, yeah,
so
that's true.
There is a role reference. So sorry,
special.
Sue, we digress. Your point was...
Well, first of all, Fred has new glasses. Have you noticed these?
And they look very
that's
stylish.
My point.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Was that not the first thing that I said?
Ethan was the first one here to even notice.
Oh, it's very
sorry.
Nice. But
Sue,
Fred,
you were second.
Thank you. But you can't see out of them. That's what he told me.
Yeah, I know. I saw better with the other glasses.
Is that the point?
You're
adjusting.
Adjusted.
Exactly.
Well, no, I have to get them adjusted. I've adjusted and realized they're not really working for me.
Yeah.
No.
See, so. I think that would be awful. So he's going back, but I digress. Otani hurt his shoulder. What happened? Is he out?
It was a slide into second base.
Yeah.
He is not out.
Okay.
It was a partial separation. And as of this morning, I think the Dodger manager says if all goes well, he should be playing.
Yeah, he's going to play tonight.
Okay, so it'll bring us back up to star power again.
Yeah, it was a sigh of relief because it would, and I will say this, I would have been much less inclined to watch
you.
If he was not in it.
Yes. Okay, on this day in history, 138 years ago, that's in 1886.
Wow.
The Statue of Liberty was unveiled. And do you know the president who did it? Nobody remembers this. It was President Grover Cleveland who formally dedicated the 225-ton, 152-foot-tall gift from the people of France into New York Harbor. So happy birthday to the Statue of Liberty.
Nice.
Isn't that cool?
I finally got the chance to see it last year.
What'd you think? Did you walk the stairs and all the deal?
I only went halfway up. I didn't go all the way. I don't think they let you go all the way up anymore.
They switched it.
It was cool because when you get in there, they've got a glass ceiling area where you can look up and see all the stuff inside
how
it's put together. So it gives you a nice appreciation.
I also saw it for the first time last summer, but I saw it from a ferry. Like we drove
Staten Island ferry up to it,
but we didn't go into it. But, oh, man, it's amazing.
It
so
freaks
cool.
you out. That, it is so cool. Fred, did you go last time you were in New York?
It is. It was great.
Sheriff, you been?
I've been. I've seen, not actually to the statue, but I've seen it across the harbor.
See, that's pretty cool. That's all you need. Although when you get up close and you see a giant foot, ooh.
This is big.
That's a big foot. Stepping on you.
Yes. And then maybe that's from the movies that did that. What was it? It was a Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
And on this day in history in our own lovely town in 1965, that's 59 years ago, the arch was completed.
Yes.
And we've all seen that video. You know, if you have not gone to the arch and watched the video where they show you the story of the arch and yet they show you the video of the last piece going in. I love it. That's one of the best movies. I see it every time I go. I love it so much.
I'm so old. I was there.
You were that friend.
I was there. My mom took me because I guess she was doing she was a room mother and everybody took their classes down there.
Okay.
How old
so
were you?
I went along. I was five. What year was it?
1965.
I was five.
Fred.
Yeah. I thought the arch was finished in 66 for some reason.
Mm-mm. It was completed, but that was probably
Bush Stadium. Right.
Were you called Freddie, and what were you wearing, like a little outfit?
A little sailor boy outfit?
I was called Little Freddy.
See,
because my dad was Big Fred. So
oh,
so
my
I was Little
gosh.
Freddy. I don't know. I don't know what I wore. Probably khakis and a button-down
we
shirt.
We hadn't met Joyce
just like
yet.
I wear now.
So
that's
your
right.
mother
okay.
was buying your shirts.
Right.
Oh, okay. That's fair. Okay, the home where Matthew Perry passed away sold for $8.55 million really recently. And today is the first anniversary of his death. I can't believe it's been a year.
Wow.
Doesn't that seem
that was fast.
Fast?
Yeah.
Movie?
I have a question, Sue.
Yeah.
From a realtor.
A realtor.
Realtor.
No extra
sorry.
A. Sorry.
I shouldn't have.
From someone who sells real estate point of view.
That's right.
Yes.
You know, he died there, right? In
Hot tub.
Does that affect the sale of a home?
Well, it's not really. There's no question on the seller's disclosure. Now, of course, I don't know about California, but in Missouri, there's no specific question that says, did someone pass away in this house? And, of course, this one is so well known that we all know it was in the hot tub outside. So she probably knew, but it was an off-the-market deal.
My guess is the person who bought it, probably one of the selling points was that he died there.
Yeah. Well,
I could see that.
It's a movie producer who bought it, Anita Verma Lalian.
Then, of course, it's a selling point.
Yeah, totally. So, that's a good bet. The house is 3,500 square feet, 4 bedrooms, $8.55 million.
Wow.
There was a pretty...
That's almost what a house cost in St. Charles now.
Is it?
Yeah, <right. laughs>
just because you guys are there?
No, just because that's kind of how it's going these days. And new homes are even more.
Remember that story we had a couple days ago about that new FTC rule? It's the story about how they want to make it easier, sorry crowd, to cancel stuff that you have that, like streaming services, or that gym membership you have. They wanted to make it easier for that to be canceled. Well, a cable lobby group, it's Internet and TV Association and the Interactive Advertising Group, the NCTA, they are suing to block click to cancel.
Why?
Because they say, this rule is arbitrary. It's capricious. It's an abuse of discretion within the meaning of the... They don't want it to be so easy.
So, I want you to have to pay that year out before you get out of this.
You know, there are people who just auto-pay things and never notice again that they are streaming and paying for stuff that they're never using.
Mark Reardon.
Mark Reardon. And even when... it's like even in the back of his head, he knows he's doing it when we bring these things up, but people rarely go on. So they just want you to be able to go on, click to cancel, but now they're suing to block it. So we'll see if that works out.
It always is too hard to do.
It
because,
is.
Like, the first thing they ask is, well, what is your password? And it's like, well, I don't remember.
I don't know my password.
You're going to have to reset it, and it's not worth it.
Well, and when I changed from Spectrum to i3, my email was that charter.net email.
Yeah.
And as soon as you cancel, that email's gone.
Yeah, that
happened
to me.
And you can't get to it anymore. And I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, bad on me for not doing my research and knowing that. But you had all those things of, hey, recovery, right? So enter in your email. They'll send you this word.
And now you can't do it.
I can't do it because I don't have that password anymore.
Like
I don't have that email anymore.
The same thing happened to me. It's horrible.
It is. You realize then how much you rely on your email.
Yep, you really do. Let's see. Oh, yeah, okay. KFC. Okay. Want you to fall asleep to the sound of fried chicken. Okay. They say that they have teamed up with sleep company Hatch to get high-quality audio of it and posted a 20-minute clip on Spotify because there's a running joke on social media that says white noise rain sounds just like the sound of chicken being fried. So we're going to hear it and see what you think.
Have you heard the internet rumor that the sound of falling rain is actually the sound of fried chicken?
Yes.
Should we get to the bottom of that rumor?
Yeah, I've got everything set up ready to go.
Okay, let's make chicken. It sounds like rain.
It sounds like rain.
It does kind of sound like rain.
Yeah, a little bit.
It does. Sounds like rain.
I'm not sure, on an app you would know the difference. Now, when they say, this is frying chicken, I go, oh, yes, because I think I can hear a splash. But I don't think if I knew that, if I did not know what it was, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's rain.
So you said this is on Hatch?
It's on Hatch.
I have a Hatch.
Okay.
So maybe I should try this out. Usually I have the ocean noise. That's what my wife likes. But maybe I'll give the KFC chicken this.
You'll wake up in the morning feeling greasy and hungry.
So hungry.
All right. It might be.
What's Hatch?
A Hatch is a sleep app on which you can, get different sounds. Do you want the ocean? Do you want rain to help you sleep?
It's like this, I don't even know how to describe it. It looks like almost like half of a cylinder, and it's a speaker is what it is. But it's connected to Bluetooth with an app on your phone to where you can play different noises. It can be set up to where there's also a light on it to where it slowly it starts dim, and then it gets brighter like the sun.
Oh, that's so cool. I didn't know
wake
it was
you
associated
up.
With
yeah,
that.
To wake you up, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you need a password?
Little Freddie wants to know.
I got the free version.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay, there was a list out really recently that talked about different stars and what kind of jobs they had before they got famous. And I always love these. So, but this particular list was early jobs of men who were former sexiest men alive from People, which it just is a certain part of the population. But Patrick Dempsey used to be a juggler, a unicyclist, a puppeteer, and a clown. Say what?
What?
Paul Rudd, who I love, used to be a glazer of ham at the Holiday Ham Company.
Wow.
Matthew McConaughey worked at a golf course raking sand traps and hunting armadillos,
I'm still trying to figure out how you interview to be a glazer on a ham.
I got a
special skill do you need to have there? There you go.
All right. Let's kill some armadillos.
Exactly.
That is a Texas thing. That's it. I can see that. Horns down, baby.
Hugh Jackman used to be Coco the children's party clown. Denzel Washington was a garbage man. Channing Tatum, well, of course, was a stripper. We know this already. Pierce Brosnan was a fire eater.
A fire eater?
Yes, I guess
like
he would
circus
perform
type?
And like, yeah.
Okay.
And Tom Cruise was many things. A paperboy, a lawnmower, and did other odd jobs. Okay, but the weirdest one to me, besides the fact that you glazed ham, only Paul Rudd would glaze ham, Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
Thank you. Coffin polisher.
Really?
Milkman and lifeguard. Coffin polisher. Milkman.
Everybody wants to look good going out.
That's right. And finally, at Sue's News, we have today's random fact.
Make sure it's not too difficult for Fred today.
Yes, that's right. Fred, I think we can all handle this.
All right.
And I think we know that. I think I had known this, but I just hadn't thought about it in a while. Woody Harrelson's father, Charles, was a hitman.
What?
Who was convicted of killing a federal judge in Texas in 1979. He passed away in federal prison doing a life sentence.
Holy moly.
Can you even imagine? Well, perhaps the sheriff can.
No, the sheriff, did you know that sheriff?
What? I did not know.
That's crazy.
Scott actually arrested him.
Right.
When he came through Cottleville. He got him there.
Oh, my
God. This is how he was going too fast in a golf cart.
That's it for Sue's News.
That's all. You know what's funny is the Patrick Dempsey that you led with, before he was McDreamy, he was the dork. And
in a movie.
Yeah, Can't Buy Me Love. I think it was it. Yeah. And his whole thing was he was so dorky that he wasn't popular. And he tried to get this girl to be his girlfriend and make him popular. And then all of a sudden, a few years later, he turns into McDreamy.
Yeah.
Like, when did this happen? You were the dorky pizza guy.
Mike, what was your first job?
I sold cards and stationery door to door.
Door to door?
Door to door cards and stationery.
How did that just sound?
I wanted
awful.
Some money, and my dad said, go figure out a way. And I was in elementary school when I started doing that.
Okay, well, I bet that worked then. Did people like, oh, he's so cute?
Oh, yeah, you're the preacher's kid. I'll buy that from you.
Sheriff, what about you? Newspaper boy, mowed lawns.
Yep.
I did newspapers as well.
Yep.
Fred?
Good.
Freddy?
little Freddy?
I didn't get a job till like a lot later, so I think my first, I mean, I cut grass, but I was worked at a bank. There was a
oh my gosh.
Bank teller at
Bolton's
Bank.
That's so perfect for you.
Sue?
I was a babysitter, of course.
There you go. Ethan?
My first official one was working as a summer worker for the city, so a lot of weed eating and lining baseball fields, and it was not fun.
That was
not fun.
My first job home went... home from college my first year. So I working for the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department. So I used to be the guy that got out there and mowed around signs and stood there on the asphalt with that stop go sign.
Oh, my gosh.
That job really kind of sucks, just to be honest with you. Because during the summer, when it's 100 degrees outside,
still.
You're standing on asphalt, which makes it 120. It's like Lou Brock playing baseball in the old Busch Stadium back when they used to show that it's 120 degrees on that old AstroTurf.
It really helped
the old
heat
Busch
well.
Stadium. Yeah, exactly.
It did.
All right, that is Sue's News. Sheriff Lewis, thanks for hanging out for us.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you being here. Good luck with Amendment 6. Hope it goes your way.
Yeah.
We'll see how all that plays out. We will talk about some of the big sound that has been coming out these past few days. We'll play some clips for you. A couple in particular that I think you're going to find interesting. It's a Mark Reed.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Prudent Show, Mike Elam sitting in for Mark today on 97.1 FM Talk. Prudent Show on 97.1 FM Talk, Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. Hope your Monday is starting off well. It just, I'm still trying to get back in the week, you know, get my feet back under me.
Yeah.
Whenever you go out of town like that and you do a quick down and up, you just kind of feel discombobulated for a little bit.
I agree. Like,
I got to get back in and get back into the flow. You know, we were talking about voting earlier with Kurt Barr, and you were seeing a ton of people just excited to vote. And it's not just here. I mean, we talked about before, like Georgia is celebrating record voting. Every day, it seems like there is another record that they have going on in the state of Georgia and other states around the country. People are excited about voting, and it's going Trump's direction. I'm not going to take a victory lap yet because former state senator Chuck Gross told me when I first started running for office, there's only two ways to run, unopposed and scared, and that's it.
Yeah.
So if you have someone running against you, you better work really hard and don't take anything for granted. So what I would encourage everybody, the big thing right now is get out the vote. If you know people who are talking about, I don't think my vote really matters. It does. Get them out there and make sure that they go vote. I'm sorry that there's some long lines at some of the places and you have to wait in line to go vote. But I'm thankful that there are so many people excited about voting that we have the lines.
Agreed. What did he say about the machines and they keep it and they don't count it until later? I was fascinated by that.
So they start counting the mail-in ballots as soon as the polls open. But the other ballots that you do in person, they don't tabulate those. They don't pull the numbers off the machine until after 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
So and definitely don't share any numbers until after 7 o'clock is when they're going to start doing all that.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
It is. And what I'm encouraged about, though, if you are a 97.1 listener, I'm going to guess you're probably conservative or you just like to tune in and be aggravated by listening to conservatives talk. It's probably one of the two. But when you are St. Louis's home for conservative talk, you know what you're going to get here. And welcome to the Republican Channel. That's really where we are these days. I am excited about how things are breaking for Donald Trump. You know you need 270 electoral votes to be able to win. But it's these last couple of weeks where you start seeing trends. The people who are undecided, and God love you if you are undecided. Why the hell you're undecided? I have no idea. I mean, this is as clear of an A-B choice that we have had in my lifetime. It's the first time we had a former president that you sat through 4 years with them.
True.
And then you have another administration that you just sat through 3.5, almost 4 years with them. You know what you're going to get from both these people.
Did you happen to watch that Joe Rogan podcast with Trump?
So we got some of the bites from that. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. Did you?
I watched a good chunk of it, and it was fantastic.
I've watched pretty much the entire thing as well, and I can back. It was phenomenal.
It really was.
Watching it live, I was like, this might be, like, there was over 1 million viewers.
Yes.
24 hours into it.
Joe Rogan has a larger audience than network news.
Of course.
I said this could be something that,
because
completely seals the deal for Trump.
I agree. Really, I totally agree, Ethan. And because he was Trump talking like, being interviewed by someone who is a person, who speaks like a person, to Trump, who then can be a person, who was discussing all kinds of stuff you didn't know about. We could pay down the debt if we would drill our own oil. Right?
Right.
Would provide that. And he talked about Biden on the first day, switched that. Nope, no drilling. So there was informative stuff. And then you got to see Trump knows all kinds of stuff, is so well informed. And all Kamala Harris does is say, Trump's bad, Trump's bad. I mean, the difference is stark.
I think it would help Trump to get more of these Joe Rogan type things out there.
Yes.
Because when he does interviews like that, people tend to like him more.
Yes.
The difference is when Kamala Harris does more interviews, her numbers go down.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's one of those kind of things of, you know, the more I get to know you, the less I like you.
I'll say this too. A lot of people give Trump and Vance now flack because of everything that happened with the 2020 election, January 6th, they had the opportunity to dive into a little bit why Trump thinks that that was a stolen election still. And he said that we could do another separate entire podcast on the evidence that there is to show that this was stolen from me. But they went into a couple of the different things. And it was refreshing because you hear people bring it up, but they never give Trump actual time to share his reasoning. And then he's judged for it. But actually hearing some of the evidence that he pulled, it was very interesting. I would be really intrigued if they did at some point a part two, and who knows if they will, but to actually hear some more of that reasoning, that would be really fascinating
to me. The thing I like about Trump more now than before is when he's doing more of these Joe Rogan type interviews, mm-hmm. he comes across so much better.
Yep.
You know, he's like, Sue, what you were saying, he's very personable mm-hmm. and he sounds like a real person.
Correct. And when interviewed by someone who knows how to do that properly, then it really comes out. And he's so funny.
It's the difference.
This is what you forget. I mean, he is just so funny.
Well, and Rogan talked about his comedic timing.
Yes.
And how he comes off on that. Play that bite.
One of the beautiful things about you is that you freeball. Like, you get out and you do these huge events, and you're just talking, and you're making... We've highlighted you on the show. He did this Biden impression where he's walking around, he doesn't know what he's doing. It's funny. It's stand-up. It's funny stuff. But it's like... You you were making fun of Elon one time. You were doing an Elon impression. It's great. You have like comedic instincts. Like when you said to Hillary, you'd be in jail. Like that's great timing.
Yeah.
But it's like that kind of stuff was unheard of as a politician. Like no one had done that. And I think...
You know, it's funny. You need at least the attitude of a comedian when you're doing this business. This is a very yes. dangerous business, first of all. It's a very tough business. When
it's the most dangerous
yes,
business.
The most, well, for a job?
Yes. Other than going to war and being a firefighter or being a cop,
yeah.
it's the most dangerous
it's
business.
It's the most dangerous. Being president is the most dangerous.
Especially you.
Yeah, especially when your name's Donald yeah. Trump, because what we've seen is people actually shoot at you.
Exactly. And they showed him the scar and did that whole thing. But I think part of the problem, of course, is that people who don't like Trump, who are terrified, always a dictator, always what, take everything that he says. I'm not even sure they listen to him say it, but they take it from the media who gives them sound bites and says, oh, he's... Well, it's completely out of context.
Right.
Half the time, he's joking, if not more. But nobody appreciates that on the other... They instead just take it as, oh, gosh, he's... Oh, he's 100% serious.
This audio, I mean, could some people that are kind of down the middle of the lane and not sure where to go, listening to this and actually hearing the real Donald Trump and not what the media feeds you, it could be game changer for some of these swing voters. Yeah.
I agree.
Things are going in his direction, and the thing that really plays that up is Steve Kornacki, NBC, was talking NBC now. This is not Trump territory, right?
Right.
And he does a good job of breaking down the numbers, and this is what he had to say, 27.
I don't want to overstate it, but at the same time, it's hard to ignore these four. The CNBC poll came out the other day, has Trump ahead by 2. The Wall Street Journal poll, Trump ahead by 3. These are national numbers. Siena and the New York Times, a tied race. CNN, a tied race. The significance here is broader movement. Again, we're seeing in Trump's direction.
Do we have time to play those, Federan? I know we need to get to Frank here in just a little bit.
Yeah, we could do them quick.
So, I was listening to John Fetterman, so Pennsylvania senator, who, you know, for a while we were like, this guy's special needs with the stuff that he had going on. But something in his stroke, I guess, has turned him to be more Republican friendly because he keeps saying things that are very positive to Trump. And I want to play all three of those back to back. Here's John Fetterman in a interview that he had.
You've said that Trump has a special connection with the people 100%. Of Pennsylvania. Why? What is it that you see that he appeals to in your state?
There's a difference between not understanding, but also acknowledging that it exists. And anybody spends time driving around and you can see the intensity. It's astonishing. It's astonishing. I was doing an event in Indiana County, very, very red, and there was a superstore of Trump stuff, and it was 100 feet long, and it was dozens of t-shirts and hats and bumper stickers and all kinds. I mean, it's like, where does this all come from? I mean, it was almost like Taylor Swift kind of swag. It's like something very special exists there. And that doesn't mean that I admire it. It's just like it's real.
It's one of those kind of things where he has celebrity status. Like Kamala Harris has had to go out and have all these celebrities get on with her, Beyonce in Texas and Bruce Springsteen and all this stuff. So she has to go find celebrities. Trump is a celebrity. And one of the big things that really has shown this is the way his merchandise sells. Everybody wants it. As a matter of fact, the Lincoln County Republican Central Committee has pretty much funded everything they do just by selling Trump swag.
Wow.
The shirts, the bumper stickers, the hats. I mean, they sell it, and they sell it in such huge numbers. It just keeps funding everything.
I am not so much interested in him being a celebrity. I just like his ideas and what he's going to do. And since she doesn't have any and has no identity, I find that, and I'm not alone, of course, to be frightening. But if you have Trump, if you're scared of Trump and you watch that Joe Rogan, I think that really would help.
Yeah, and he definitely has a celebrity appeal because he was a celebrity before he was president. We are going to talk to another celebrity, do a little sports talk with Frank Cusimano from KSDK News Channel 5 on the other side. It's Mike Elaman for Mark Reardon today on 97.1 FM Talk. Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark today, and we are joined by Frank Cusimano. Frank, how are you, sir?
Mike, if I were any better, I would be you.
Ah, aim higher, man, because I So before we talk about anything else, I know you share my passion for fantasy football. And dude, this has just not been my year. How are you doing this
gosh.
Year?
Well, I tell you, I am so dumb that I sat McConkey and played Addison, and Addison got 4 points. And McConkey got like 22, and I would have won. So I am, you know, look, when I lose in this, I lose sleep at night.
I mean, do too.
My wife does not look as attractive to me after a fantasy loss than she does after a fantasy win. Food doesn't taste as good. Water doesn't taste as fresh. I mean, when you lose, it just devastates you.
You know, I am not going to go with you on that first point because I don't want my wife to leave me. But I agree with you on all the other stuff. And I need 7 points to win tonight. We'll see how that goes. But
who you got?
I just had to commiserate with you. I got the Giants receiver. Why
Neighbors?
Did you ask me?
Malik Neighbors?
No, the other receiver. Now, why did you put me on the spot? And then I would have been fine. Robinson. I got Robinson tonight.
Oh, okay. You should be okay. 7 points. Yeah, you should be okay.
I think I can get there. It's a PPR league, so I feel good about getting those points. But it's just one of those kind of things where I don't know why it puts me in such a bad mood, but when my team loses, it just does things to me. And I'm sure Mizzou fans are probably looking at this past weekend, and they're going, yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, that was brutal. 34-0. To Alabama, and you look at, they've played two big games on the road, and they've been outscored 75-10,
ouch,
which is insane. Now, there are, like, people out there thinking that Brady Cook is finished. We did just text with him about a half hour ago, and I said, how are things? And his response was, day by day, going well. So reports of his demise may be greatly exaggerated. That text doesn't sound like a guy who got x-rays that he has a broken hand. So we'll see what happens. You know, he did tell me last night on Sports Plus that he could not grip a ball, but they have a bye week. So he's got, you know, 2 weeks to basically get ready.
Well, I think we learned Mizzou is a different team when he's not in there.
Oh, it's over. Let me tell you, if he doesn't play, there's a realistic chance they could lose their remaining 4 games and finish 6-6.
Wow.
I'm optimistic, though, he is going to play and they're going to win some games. And they can win all 4. And, you know, I know the college football playoff looks like a pipe dream, even if they win 10-2. But still, if you're Mizzou and you manage to finish with 10 victories, that's not a bad season at all.
Well, at least, like you say, they get a week off to heal up. Things are going to be good. And at least we can be optimistic about things moving forward. And the more we find out about him, the better we may end up feeling. I got to tell you, though, the stories that you could write of former Cardinal baseball players that go on to have great careers just keeps growing. And I've got to feel good about Tommy Edman and in this World Series. How about you?
Oh, my gosh, yeah, because there wasn't a more likable guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you think about it, just imagine where he was in July. He had injury after injury, could not get himself on the field at all, and he ends up being the MVP of the League Championship Series, and he may end up being the MVP of the World Series. And,
wow.
You know, to your point, Randy Arozarena, 2020 ALCS MVP, Adolis Garcia, 2023 ALCS MVP, and now Edman.
There's something about when you leave us, the world just explodes for you in a great way. I don't know what that is. Where do you think this series is going to come down? Are you a Dodger guy? Are you a Yankee guy?
Well, I picked the Dodgers last Friday because they have a big three, just like the Yankees have a big three, but they also had a smoking hot Edman and a smoking hot Max Muncy. So, look, they've been really close games. They've been great games. I mean, the Yankees are very capable of evening up this series in a couple of days. So, in game three tonight, Shohei Ohtani is going to play. He's going to lead off. But I do think it's the Dodgers' time.
Hey, Frank, Ethan Hannaford here. Shifting specifically back to St. Louis, the Cardinals having a couple of additions to the coaching staff here these last couple of weeks. They add, they add a new assistant GM. They add John Jay, Brant Brown, the new hitting coach. What are your thoughts been so far on some of these offseason moves from the Redbirds?
Well, look, John Jay is a classic example of a guy who overachieved and had about a 10-year big league career and had some big hits. You know, I love those stories. And you think about it, he's got Daniel Descalso in that dugout, too. You got a bunch of overachieving guys who know what hard work is all about and are young enough that can relate to the modern player. I don't know a whole lot about Brant Brown. I know he's supposedly a demonstrative guy, a passionate guy. And, look, they had to make a move because this offense has been dismal. So we'll see what happens there. I hate to see Willie McGee go, and I'm not sure what kind of impact he has as a special assistant to John Mozeliak. I know he worked tirelessly with these young players like Jordan Walker, but I do like the John Jay move.
That is Frank Cusumato. He is the sports director at KSDK. Frank, I appreciate the time, and I hope your fantasy football season turns out well.
All right, good luck. I hope it's a good Monday night for you so you can love your wife even more.
I appreciate it. Speaking of love your wife, it's Mike Kehoe's 35th wedding anniversary, and he is joining us on the other side. That's very generous of him. It's Mike Elam for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.